Siz Mohamed Hussain, Dr. Moshe Amadis with HUS at the end. The claim for Dr. Myron, the date of service of January 7, 2013. Patient name is David Blake. That's DAVID space BLAKE. Date of birth is 05261966. Primary care physician. Currently, the patient doesn't have a primary care physician. Period next week, I've got the unit note. Period next week, I've reason for visiting your consult. Period next week, I've got the unit. I had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Blake in our cardiac unit today. Period doesn't know he's a very pleasant 46 years old gentleman with a past medical history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and coronary artery disease. There's a post emergent left heart catheterization, which was done in December 29, 2012, with successful revascularization and stenting and of the RCA. However, a report is still pending. Period. He's in our cardiac unit today for a new consult. Next paragraph. On today, with the patient complaining of shortness of breath and mild exertion, he said that also sometimes he gets short of breath at rest. Period. He also complains of chest pain, which became better since the procedure, the emergency procedure he had. Period. He described his chest pain as a sharp chest pain, substantial, non-radiating. Period. Also complains of lower extremity pain and intermittent claudication upon moderate walking. Period. However, he denies any lower extremity swelling. Period. He also complains of lightheadedness and dizziness, but he denies any loss of consciousness. Period. He denies any palpitation, syncope, syncopal attacks. Period. He denies an orthopneal proximal tear and dizziness. Period. He denies any
nursing assistant living in
lower extremity skin color changes over the cause of his period. He's compliant with all of his medication. Period. Next week, I have fast medication, number of hypertension, period number, hyperlipidemia, period number, coronary artery disease, status of post immediate left heart catheterization done in December 29, 2012. With stenting of the RCA, period. Next paragraph, past surgical history, non-contributory, period. Next paragraph, social history. The patient is an active smoker. He usually smokes about 1 to 2 packs a day. He had a chronic history of smoking for more than 20 years. Period. He drinks alcohol occasionally and denies using any illicit drugs. Period. Next paragraph, family history. Significance for coronary disease, hypertension, diabetes mellitus in the family. Period. Next paragraph, allergies. Is not known to be allergic to any medication or food. Period. Next paragraph, current medication, number one, carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams once a day. Period. Next number, lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams once a day. Period. Next number, nitrostat, 0.4 milligrams as needed. Sublingual penis number carbidogrel, 75 milligrams once a day. Period. Next number, aspirin, 81 milligrams once a day. Period. Next number, simvastatin, 10 milligrams QHS. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs of the visit, his blood pressure is 115 over 70. His pulse is 78 beats per minute. Right here, his weight is 130 pounds and as high as 5 feet 7 inches. Period. Please copy the normal physical finding time, except that the patient had a bruit and on auscultation of his carotid arteries, and also he had a systolic murmur 2 out of 6. Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. EKG. Done on December 31st, 2012, showing a ventricular rate of 57 beats per minute.
To be honest, I was upset.
A normal actual sinusitis and otherwise normal EKG. Period. Next number. Lab test done on January 2nd, 2013 shows sodium of 139, potassium 3.9, chloride 104, carbon dioxide 25, ammonia 10, urea nitrogen 12, creatinine 1.0, calcium 9.2, hemoglobin 14.2, hematocrit 41.6, MCV 88.5, platelets 264,000. period. Next paragraph is my plan number one, chest pain. Coronary artery disease. The patient has history of coronary artery disease, status post-emergent left heart catheterization, which was done in December 29, 2012 at Harbor Hospital, and with a successful revascularization and stenting of the RCA. However, the final report is pending. Period of therapy, the patient was complaining of chest pain. He said that he's getting better, but it's still bothering him, period. You ordered 100% in a stress test to evaluate his chest pain and also to check for any other ischemia in other territories of the coronary artery disease. Period. As the patient has a poor exercise tolerance, we went with the pharmacological option. Period. We'll follow up with him after the results on the next follow-up visit. Period. Meanwhile, he is to continue the same medication regimen and also to call us immediately if he notices any worsening of his symptoms. Period. Next number, shortness of breath. Today, the patient will complain of shortness of breath on mild to moderate exertion. Period. We ordered a pulmonary function test to evaluate any lungs pathology as a cause of his shortness of breath. Period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Period. Next number. Peripheral arterial disease screening. The patient has multiple cycle peripheral arterial disease, including smoking for 20 years plus. Period. Currently, he's complaining of lower extremity in the medical application, and he's Rutherford category 2-3. Period. We order segmental EVI to screen for any peripheral arterial disease and to check the lower extremity arterial vasculature. Period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Period. Next number. Systolic murmur. On today's visit and upon physical examination, the patient was found to have a 2/6 systolic murmur. Period. We ordered a 2D transthoracic echocardiogram to exclude out any structural heart disease and also to assess the heart function. Period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Period. Next number. Carotid bruit. On today's visit and upon physical examination, the patient was found to have a carotid bruit. Period. Also, he was complaining of lightheadedness and dizziness. However, he denies any symptoms of loss of consciousness or episodes of loss of consciousness. Period. We ordered carotid ultrasound. The patient has multiple resources for a carotid artery disease to exclude out any stenosis or occlusion. Period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Period. Next number. Aorta scan. Sorry, our abdominal aortal aneurysm screening. The patient has multiple risk factors for AAA, and he's due for lifelong one-time screening. So we ordered an aorta scan to exclude out any abdominal aorta aneurysm. Period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit. Manage him accordingly. Period. Next number, hypertension. On today's visit, blood pressure is 115/70, which is within the normal range. Indicate well controlled blood pressure. Period. He is to continue the same medication regimen and adhere to strict low salt and low fat diet and continue to monitor his blood pressure readings. The next follow-up visit.
You have over 100 total.
Period. Next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently taking simvastatin, 10 milligrams once a day. Period. He's suffered with a primary care physician regarding frequent lipid profile testing and LFTs and a target LDL of less than 70. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for now, supervising the care of Mr. Blake appeared, the phone number I need to provide for him to call with any question or concerns that have appeared. We'll see him back in our clinic in 1 month or sooner if necessary. Period. Meanwhile, he's instructed to follow up with the primary care physician regarding the potential health care. Period. Thank you very much. Please see Dr. Gafzim Muhammad Hussain. That's MOHA MD, special USSAN. But it's been the clinic with Dr. Maher Al-Zabiz. End of dictation.